Ken Griffey Jr. is headed to Cooperstown. The former Seattle Mariner was elected to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame on Wednesday, KUOW's Andy Hurst reports.
Ken Griffey Jr. made his Mariners debut in 1989 and made quite the impression in his very first at-bat at the Kingdome.
Here comes the wind and the pitcher on the way to Jr., and it swung on and belted deep to left field, headed to the track, the wall, fly away! Welcome to Seattle, Ken Griffey Jr.
Griffey was a 10-time All-Star for the Mariners. He led the Mariners to their first ever trip to the playoffs in 95, and he was league MVP in 1997. Jay Buhner was Griffey's teammate during the 90s. He says he was fortunate to play right next to Griffey in right field.
And basically watch him do his human highlight reel day in, day out. So to have a front row seat and be able to see probably one of the greatest players to ever play, was pretty awesome.
Griffey was a superstar during the so-called steroid era, a time when many players were accused of doping. Griffey has never been connected to steroids, and former sports radio host Mike Gastineau says Griffey played baseball the right way.
There's no question when these other guys were just putting up freak numbers, and then it turns out almost all of them, you know, ended up being linked in one way or shape or another to the steroid problem. Junior got by on natural ability and natural talent as much as any athlete I ever saw.
Sean Salter is a Mariners fan. He agrees with Gastineau.
I say that his talent, his passion for the game, and his dedication to the game overcame the ones that did the shortcuts. And it shows that hard work and dedication always gets you through, not shortcuts. We can't cliff note in baseball.
Alan Steinman has been a fan since the Mariners came to town in 1977. He says Griffey was the most special player he ever watched.
He's kind of once-in-a-lifetime kind of player that comes around. Kind of guy you never wanted to get up out of your seat when he was at bat, and seemed to have more fun in the field than anybody else playing the game, so he was special.
Griffey is the first player elected to the Hall of Fame in a Seattle Mariners uniform. He got 99.3% of the vote. That's the highest percentage of any player ever elected to the Hall of Fame. Andy Hurst, KUOW News.